Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Brad Roy of the 6th Legislative District in Crawford and Erie Counties. Representative Roy, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House is in some of the last days of session for the fall, and you were the author of a piece of legislation that received pretty broad approval by the House of Representatives to address a circumstance that involves leased vehicles that many House members have taken advantage of. What's going on here, and why was this an issue that you felt needed to be addressed?
I'm concerned with the negligent entrustment issue that occurs when a person knows that somebody has a dangerous driving record and they let them use a vehicle anyways. If that person is involved in an at-fault accident, it can lead to a huge lawsuit if the person knows or should have known that the person isn't really safe to drive.
And the vehicle lease program for lawmakers is something that's been ongoing for many, many years. So this is going to represent a big change for the way things are done in the House of Representatives, won't it?
It will be. You know, currently, state law allows a legislator with a series of at-fault accidents to continue to use a state lease vehicle, or if a legislator has a history of DUIs, or if a legislator doesn't even have a valid driver's license, they're allowed to continue to have a state lease vehicle under state law. And we're going to try to change that.
And of course, there is also the opportunity for legislators to pay for their travel expenses in other methods. That opportunity also exists, doesn't it?
Yeah, most legislators keep a mileage log and get reimbursed for their business miles, just like most people listening to this program do. I keep a mileage log, and about 85% of the House members keep a mileage log, and about 15% of the House members have a state lease vehicle.
This, of course, is an unusual step to take in terms of a piece of legislation. What is it that sparked your interest in this type of reform in terms of the perks that House members get?
Just to show you how ridiculous the situation is, last year, we actually had a situation where a legislator signed out a state lease car, and then starting the very next day, they skipped every single voting session for a several-month period. It doesn't make any sense that taxpayers would basically buy a legislator a car, then they skip session for several months.
So nuts and bolts, how would your plan change what exists now? Does that mean that starting next session, no one gets a car, or exactly how would this be instituted?
The vehicles that are currently issued would be grandfathered, but any future vehicles would no longer be allowed. So new legislators or legislators that have cars now, if those cars get wrecked again, or they just wear out, they're not going to be able to get new ones.
And in terms of support from other House members, how'd this break down in terms of the vote? And was that something that you expected?
All of the Republicans voted yes. Most of the Democrats that do not have a state lease car voted yes. But almost all the Democrats who do have state lease cars voted no.
Of course, the House has passed the bill. Where's it go now, and what's your hope for it in terms of action before the end of the session?
The legislation is now in the Senate, so it will be assigned to a committee, and then hopefully whatever committee it's assigned to can quickly vote on it and get it out on the Senate floor. And then after it passes on the Senate floor, it would go to the governor's desk, and I assume the governor would want to sign it since it's a good piece of government reform legislation.
Well, Representative Roy, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy.